Welcome to the Positive Solutions for Life podcast. I'm Peggy Meyer, and I'm so excited you are here. If you're like me, you are living a good life, but you're striving for something more, something better, learning and growing, trying to improve and uplevel your life, your business, your health. From goals to habits, productivity to time management, and a whole lot of growth mindset in between. Look no further for positive solutions for your life than here to help you transform from the inside out so you can truly live the life you desire. This month's Wednesday's episodes are centered around moral values. The top five moral values I hold dear to my heart and that I strive to uphold and I hope to instill in our own children. We are on the last week. I've talked about honesty, integrity, personal responsibility, and accountability. So if you've missed those, please go back and listen. Today, I'm talking about the value of hard work. So what is the value of hard work? Some people might think the value of hard work is something that is difficult to do, mainly physical, mental, or emotionally challenging. It can be, but I think it also means work that is tedious, repetitive, or work that is seen as small, not that difficult to do, or something that may be hard to stay on task or complete. Hard work, by definition, is a set of values that are centered around the importance of work. It is the foundation of progress, personal growth, and is directly tied to accomplishment. It's the idea that you spend more time on getting better, perfecting your craft, than most people in your same field. When I think of the value of hard work, I think of the life lessons learned, what it teaches us: discipline, patience, persistence, responsibility, setting and achieving goals, skill development, resilience, grit, integrity, continuous improvement, following through on commitments, time management, and teamwork. What happens when someone doesn't value hard work? Well, people that don't value hard work give up easily. When things get hard, when they're challenged, when they're not successful right away, they stop. They get uncomfortable and quit. They also might blame others or the circumstances for their result, for their failures. They do the minimum, but expect great rewards. They don't see the correlation between what they put in and what they get out. I see the value of hard work in daily in my family's life. We are a very sports-minded family. My husband and I were both college athletes, and all of our kids have played multiple sports, and the oldest ones did or are competing in college. We are also farm. We raise corn and soybeans and a few chickens. I don't think there's any better way to live and teach kids the value of hard work than this lifestyle. I believe farm life and sports teaches the value of hard work by the following. One, you learn to work with others and value teamwork. There are always chores to do, and other people and animals rely on you to do your work, your job, or your chores. Everyone has a role or a job, and if one person doesn't do it, it makes it really hard for the rest of the people to do theirs. Another thing it teaches is if you don't do the work, you won't reap the benefits. Nothing worthwhile comes easy or fast. You can't go to the gym once and expect to be fit. You can't practice a skill just during practice time and expect to be state champion. You can't plant seeds in the ground one day and harvest the crops the next. You can't get baby chicks one day and expect them to lay eggs the next. You get the picture, right? It takes time. It also takes being persistent. It's teaching that persistence, that not giving up when things aren't going your way, that you have to learn to deal with failures and mistakes. Farm life and sports help teach the ability to figure things out, to be flexible, to try something else and solve various problems on the go, just to get the job done. Farm life and sports also teaches a person how to take criticism and take orders from some of the toughest bosses around, your parents. I know my husband and I have coached our kids in various sports over the years. And hey, if you're working for mom and dad on the farm, they're going to be tough on you. Also, lessons learned on patience. There are so many factors outside of one's control, and lots of days when things don't go your way. You have plans to get all the planting, the harvesting done by the end of the week, but it rains. Chickens peck and just harass you when you're trying to feed them or you're gathering their eggs. Machinery breaks down. Other athletes will make fun of you, try to hurt you, or put you down because of your success. And about success, success takes time. Farmers and athletes realize that consistent time and effort is the key to long-term success. This isn't a quick fix. So, what does hard work and success look like? Who are some successful people, and what have they done to become successful? Well, in sports, take Venus and Serena Williams. They had woke up early in the morning to play tennis before going to school, and then after school, come back for another session. They're practicing before and after school. Kobe Bryant would practice his basketball skills every hour of the day. Jeff Bezos worked 12 hours a day, 7 days a week during Amazon's early days. So what do these people do, and thousands like them? They put in the extra time and effort over the long term in order to be successful. There's no overnight success. So, what are the benefits of hard work? Well, it increases your self-confidence and you definitely grow personally. You often have better health. You bring about more clarity in your life by pursuing the goals and things that are important to you, which leads to a happier life as well. Definitely builds character, and it really pays off with consistent effort. You're going to reap the rewards. You will achieve your goals and your dreams. It really is the key to long-term success. If you don't feel like you have valued hard work enough, what can you do about it? Well, you can develop it. Hard work is a skill and a mindset. Start by getting clear on what you want in your life. Write down your dreams and your goals, then break those goals down into little steps. What is the first thing you need to do? If you want to get healthy, what are you going to focus on first? Exercise or eating better? What specifically are you going to do? Then prioritize your tasks for the day and do the most important task first. Take daily action. Spend more time doing Failing at it, learning, this is how you succeed, by taking action and failing faster, learning from the things that didn't work. Life is a journey. Life is about doing the hard work. Hard work is about showing up consistently day in and day out, putting in the effort, doing the little things to get better each day, and your actions will pay off. You will reap the rewards of success and personal satisfaction. Thank you for listening to this month's episode centered around moral values of honesty, integrity, personal responsibility, accountability, and hard work. As you've listened, I hope you've recognized that they all go hand in hand. They overlap. You often can't have one without the other. So, starting your journey of improving just one, this will lead you to making improvements in other values that will stretch you and challenge you to become a better person for yourself and a better role model for those around you. Moral values are standards that help individuals choose between right and wrong or good and bad. In the words of Roy E. Disney, it's not hard to make decisions once you know where what your values are. So decide what your values are, what is important to you, and go out and take action. Have a great week. Tune in on Friday for another great guest interview. This week, meet Rosemarie Allen. Have a great day. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you found some value, insights, and something that resonated with you in today's show. If today's show spoke to you, would you please share it with a friend and go over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening from and subscribe to the show so that you can be the first to know when new content and episodes go live. While you're there, would you please give it some love? Please like it, comment on it, and leave a 5-star rating and review. Thank you so much in advance for taking 2 minutes of your time to do this. Your likes, comments, and reviews really help get the word out to more people who need to hear there are positive solutions for their life. I would love to connect with you. You can find me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, whichever is your favorite platform, and let's have a conversation about today's show. Thanks for listening and have a great week.